Man, listen, you frustrated right now, sis? You're not by yourself. You upset right now? You're not by yourself.
'Cause you're so strong. I wanna be so strong. I wanna be just like you. I wanna be just like you. When I grow up.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Becoming Brittany podcast. It's your girl and host, Brittany Morton, and as always, I'm so grateful that you have decided to come and hang out with your girl today, okay? We've been rocking these last few weeks with our episodes, y'all, and I'm just excited for us to continue our healing conversation. So many of you have been giving me some great feedback and reviews, and I'm like, yeah, let's do this thing. So I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today on today's episode. So before we get into it, because I want to go ahead and jump into it, I need you to do a deep breath in and a deep breath out. All right. Today's topic for our episode is I'm mad at God. I'm mad at God. Have you ever been in a place, whether it was with God or someone else, that you were upset with or you were angry with? And I don't know about you all, but typically in the past, you know, if I've been upset or angry, and even now sometimes I'm tempted to distance myself or, you know, to do that silent treatment. And although I've experienced that in a lot of my relationships, a couple of years ago, you all, I experienced it with my relationship with God. And I want to share that story with you all and share some of the things that I've learned over the last 2 years of me dealing with my frustrations and my anger with God. I know some of y'all are saying, like, what, Brittany? Yes, it's been a real thing, okay? Something I've been walking out. And my hope is, as I'm sharing this experience with you all, if you have found yourself in that place, if you are in that place right now, or, you know, maybe you need to put this in your back pocket, and this could be something that you can use in the future in case you're ever there. So a quick story time. Y'all know how I like to tell y'all stories. I have been saved, been a Christian for the last decade and some change of my life. I remember being about 24 years old, giving my life to Christ on the other side of a bad breakup. And, you know, God just really changing my life. And it's been an amazing experience, right? Something that I've grown in, something that I've been healing in, something that I've been learning in my relationship with God, but also one that He has used me to help a lot of other people with their relationship with God. And I've been so I'm just grateful for that experience, you all. But a couple of years ago, my relationship and my faith was tested on a level like I had never experienced before. I never forget the pandemic had hit, and y'all know how that was. Like, we didn't know what was going on, and, you know, so many uncertainties. And I remember during that time really feeling like I was on the verge of a transition. Now, I remember going months, you all, feeling like, you know, a transition was coming, but not really knowing what I was supposed to be doing or where I was supposed to be. Have you ever been there? Trying to manage frustrations and just feeling confused and navigating through all of that on top of leading an organization, staff, all those type of things, right? And so I never forget, once I really kind of got clarity on what I was supposed to be doing, I realized that I was being called to move to Atlanta, Georgia, okay? So it came unexpectedly, but, you know, I had gotten to the place where I was just tired of wrestling. I was tired of fighting. I was tired of trying to figure out what I was supposed to be doing next. That once that became clear to me that that was my next assignment, I was like, okay, let's do it. So fast forward, I ended up moving from Huntsville to Atlanta in like 2 weeks, you all. And I just never forget that season of my life. A lot of things during that time, it just did not make sense to me. Stuff, according to my mind and my perspective, y'all, it was like, okay, I'm not understanding. But how many of you know that oftentimes when you're living by faith or walking by faith, you don't always understand it? And that's where I was. We had recently got an office space for my women's ministry. I had recently brought on an employee. Everything seemed to be going well, but I really felt like God was leading my life in another direction. In hindsight, y'all, I didn't realize that He was calling me out of my comfort zone, that although I was doing good things and great things where I was, because there was more that he had for me to do and there was more that he had for me. But how many of you know that sometimes that more is uncomfortable and sometimes that more, it doesn't feel like it initially. And so I ended up moving to Atlanta, y'all. And initially, it felt like I was taking some steps back. Like, you know, I was living in my own house, had a lot of space. I moved into a small condo. My furniture was taking forever to get there. So I'm sleeping on a mattress on the floor. I'm eating on the floor. And I'm just like, what is going on? It was in that season of my life that I realized that sometimes when you're where God wants you to be, it don't feel good. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense. And so I'm navigating through this, you all. I take on a new assignment to help build an organization. And it feels like everything in my life is starting to fall apart. Okay. I'm grieving. I didn't even know at the time that you could even grieve seasons. I'm grieving seasons. I'm coming home every day crying. Like, it was just rough, right? And so I'll never forget, during that season of my life, things started happening in my life, you all. It was like, have you ever told somebody like a secret, like somebody you trusted? You ever told them your secret and then that secret got exposed and then they leave you looking at that person's side eye like, I trusted you with my secret. How could you share that secret, or how could you let certain things happen because I put my trust in you? Well, that's where I found myself with my relationship with God, you all. I felt like up until that point, we had a good relationship. We were close. We were working some stuff out. And I felt like as my friend, God, I had confided in him in some of my greatest fears and some of the things that I was like, God, I'll rock with you as long as you don't let this, and this happen. And it felt like overnight, everything that I had asked God or talked to God about, or just even in my heart that I may not even realize I was talking to him about, all of those things seemed like they happened overnight. And I felt like I was being punished. I'm like, dude, I stepped out and did what you told me to do. I've moved to a whole new place that you told me to move to, that I wasn't even looking to. I was good where I was. Has anybody ever said that? Like, I was good where I was. And not only did I come here because I felt like I was being led by you, but then I get here and all of this stuff happens to me. And the very things that I told you, like, hey, I'll do this, and this, as long as this, you let that happen to me. Y'all, I'm giving y'all the fast story because I want to get to, you know, some points here. But I didn't talk to God for months. Y'all, it became so transactional for me. I was working, get this, I was working at a church leading people, but I was not talking to God. I had gotten to the place where I felt like my trust had been betrayed by God. And I had gotten to the place where I was like, you know what? I'm not putting my heart into this no more. I'll work for you. I'll pray, you know, for people for you. But as far as me and you, like, yeah, I think I'm good on that. Like, I had grown cold. I had grown hard. And that's just where I was. I was still getting up, going to work every day. I was still encouraging other people, but I was just wrestling with this place, right? And so I never forget, you know, months into being in that place, it was a place I had never been in spiritually. It was just a difficult place for me to navigate through, but I was navigating through it. And I never forget, I was talking to my therapist. Y'all know I talk about her often. And, you know, I had developed the relationship with her where I was just honest with her. And she was like, you know, where are you? How you feeling? And I was like, yeah, I don't know about this God thing no more. Like, you know, I thought he could have warned me, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of this stuff that happened, I felt like he literally set me up, like, for my life just to be shattered. And like, that's not cool. I'm like, I used to talk to him every day. I prayed. I did all this stuff for other people. And then he let all of this happen just when I'm trying to do what he told me to do. And so I'm just letting her, you know, in, y'all, just going in, you know. And I remember she said something and she was like, you know, Brittany, I respect where you are. She didn't try to make me feel different, y'all. She didn't try to give me some scriptures. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how some people do. She didn't try to be super religious. She met me right where I was and she gave me space to feel. And I'll never forget the one thing that she told me, y'all. She said, you know what, Brittany? God's shoulders are broad enough to handle where you are. God's shoulders are broad enough to handle where you are. And that just, I was like, okay, you know, I kind of brushed it off because I was just in that place. But that stuck with me. And time kept going by, months kept going by, you all. And I started to realize that regardless of how I treated God, regardless of how I saw him, regardless of if I stopped talking to him or felt like I didn't want to be bothered with him, nothing about what I gave him changed what he gave me. And it took me time. Like, he didn't try to rush me to get to this place. He didn't condemn me for how I felt. God let me feel what I felt. And he still provided for me. He still loved me in that place. He still did the things that he was still consistent in my life, even when I was in that place. And the more I realized that, like, days kept going by and I realized, like, he wasn't changing. Like, it didn't matter what I said. It didn't matter what I did. It didn't matter what, you know, I was hidden in my heart concerning where I was and the situation I was in and looking at him as the result of it because of what he had allowed in my life. Nothing about that changed his heart towards me. And so I remember going through that season of my life, you all, and, you know, months went by and I started to, you know, kind of started talking to him a little, you know, again, and started trying to open up my Bible, you know, again. And I found myself in a place where we started to restore our relationship. And I never forget, you all, as I was walking through this and just walking through a season of restoration, because I believe that some of you who are watching me right now or some of you who are listening to me right now, I believe you too are going through a time of restoration, that there have been some things in your life too that have happened that has caused discouragement and frustration and questions that have gone unanswered. And you felt like I felt when you were being punished just by trying to do the right thing. And you found yourself in situations and you're like, how in the world did I get here? Like, I'm a good person. I try to do right by other people. But I believe that as I was walking through that time of restoration, God began to show me new things. And I believe sometimes he allows us to go through certain things, one, so that we can see our situations different, two, so that we can see ourselves different, but three, so that we can see him differently. And I remember being in my condo one day, my studio condo one day, and God began to just deal with my heart, you know, and he was like, Brittany, I had to allow certain things to happen now because I didn't want that to become a snare for you where I'm taking you. And it, y'all, it's like it didn't make sense when I was going through it. But when I started to come out on the other side of it, he was like, you know, I know that broke your heart temporarily. I know that that caused pain in your life. I know that you felt like, you know what I'm saying, that I left you in that situation, but I didn't leave you. I knew what I was doing all along, and I had to build you in some areas. I had to let certain people hurt you. I had to let certain things betray you. I had to let certain things be exposed because I had to be sure that as you move forward, that same thing wouldn't have the same impact on you. And I was just like, man, like, y'all, I'm like, y'all know how I do. I tell y'all all the time, I be crying, rolling around, you and all of that. But it made so much sense. And so I'm still walking out that restoration process with God, y'all. I'm still working on building my walk, my faith walk, my spiritual walk. But I feel like that experience, it helped my relationship and my faith be more authentic. I think it pulled back some of those religious levels and layers that I was still wearing to feel like I had to show up a certain type of way, or I had to always be on, or I had to always be okay, that God could handle my honesty. And so I want to encourage somebody today. Like I said, you may not be here, or you may know someone who is, or this may be something that you may go through in the future. But I want to let you know the same thing that I heard on that day when things kind of shifted for me, that there is nothing that you feel and nothing that you've gone through that God cannot handle. And what I love about it and what I've learned in my own journey is that, like, he can really handle your honesty, right? But we got to get to a place where we're honest with ourselves, and then we're able to be honest with God about our frustrations. So let me just ask you this. Is there something in your life that you've been frustrated about? Have you felt like me, but you've been like, not being honest about it, like, dang, I really feel like this is unfair, or I really feel like I've been punished, or I really feel like I keep trying, but I feel like I'm not getting ahead. I want to encourage you to be honest about those places. I want to encourage you to be honest about disappointment in your life. Like, God, I thought this was going to turn out a certain way, and it didn't turn out, and I'm hurt because of it. I want you to get to the place where I was, even though it was ugly, y'all, and it was messy, where you're at a place where you're able to be honest. The second thing I want to encourage you to do for your homework is it's important who you surround yourself with, right? I'm so glad that I had people in my life in that season, like Nancy and some of my friends, where, because you can't tell everybody where you are, right? But I'm so grateful that God put the right people in my life that allowed me to feel what I felt, but at the end of the day, still gave me a balanced perspective, right? They still would drop those seeds. Even when my heart was getting hardened, even when I was over it, you know, quote unquote, I had people in my life to say, hey, Brittany, I get where you are. It makes sense.
But here goes another perspective on your situation. It matters who you surround yourself with, not only when you're in your up seasons, but also when you're in those seasons of your life where you're unsure about what's next. Be careful about who you confide in. Be careful about who you give your truth to and who you give those sacred places of you to, because everybody won't give you sound wisdom to be able to help hold you to get through that place that you're getting through. I hope that makes sense to you all, okay? And the last thing I'll tell you, what I learned through that season of my life of just being angry and mad at God and mad at life and mad at situations is it takes patience. You got to get to the place where you're patient with your process. Let me talk about that patience first. You got to be patient with your processes. You got to be patient with your process, bro. Like, I think sometimes what we're really angry at and what we're really frustrated about is we thought we were supposed to be at a certain place by now. We thought that life was supposed to look a certain way by now. We thought that things were going to pan out by now. But if you got faith, your faith can't be in an outcome. And it's, y'all, I'm having to walk this out again. Now, once I walk out what I'm going through right now, I'm going to give you another episode so I can give you what I learned from that too. But I'm having to be reminded in that regardless of how things play out and pan out and wherever I find myself, whatever situation I find myself in, God has a plan. And he's able to use the disappointment, the pain, the frustration, the right turns, the left turns, the wrong turns, the U-turns. He's able to use all of that somehow to work for our good, right? And so I want to encourage you to be patient. Like, you're learning every single day. You're learning about yourself. You're learning about life. You're learning about if you are a believer like me, your relationship with God, you're learning every day. And there are going to be some things that God don't tell you the same way I've experienced. He's not going to tell you everything, right? But we got to trust that when we don't know or when it doesn't make sense, it's all working, you know what I'm saying, for our good. And so, yeah, man, I want to give you permission today. I want to give you permission to feel. And I know for some of you, you may have never heard anything like this. But I wanted to just share with you, as I always do, what's helped me and some difficult things that I've been navigating through and some things that I've learned on the other side of it. Okay. So I hope this has encouraged you today. For those of you who have may be in a similar place right now, I want you to know that you're not by yourself. Man, listen, you frustrated right now, sis. You're not by yourself. You upset right now. You're not by yourself. But take the time out you need. You can still show up and still process how you are, where you are. Take the time that you need to walk through those feelings, walk through those emotions, so that on the other side of whatever it is that you're going through and you're facing right now, you're going to be better. That's the goal. I'm declaring that for you, man, that on the other side of where you are right now, on the other side of this uncertain place, this difficult place, that you're going to be better. And the same way that I'm here right now, being able to tell y'all how I've gotten through to help you, you're going to be able to do that for somebody else. All right. So I want you to share this episode with somebody. Yeah, I'm mad at God. I ain't mad at him no more. We still walking through some stuff, but I had to go through a season where I was upset and I was let down and I was disappointed in how certain things turned out, and then work that out so I can get on the other side of it. And I'm happy to say that I am still getting to the other side, and I hope that you are too. All right. So that's this episode. I hope this has helped you. Be sure to leave a comment if it has. Be sure to share this. Be sure to email me. Email me at podcast@brittanymorton.com if you have any questions, any topics that you want me to talk about further. As I always tell you, I love y'all. I'm so proud of you. If nobody else has told you today, I'm proud of you. You showing up, you doing a thing, you're doing the hard thing. And man, I just want to let you know that I couldn't be more proud of the work that you're putting in. All right. And so until we talk again, have a good day, have a good night, and I'll see you the next episode.